Jessica, thank you for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We're starting this week off talking about U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich's visit to Holloman Air Force Base. Can you tell us about the visit?
Yes. So Senator Heinrich visited Holloman and toured the MQ-9 Reaper remotely piloted aircraft formal training unit. We call that the FTU on base. Now, he was there as part of a Southern New Mexico tour, but the main reason for his visit was he took a look at this facility, which he helped secure about $85 million to build a new unit. Now, his message was, this is still a priority for us, but the funds may be compromised. It is our understanding that while they're still appropriated for a new FTU, those funds might just happen to be pulled away to fund the building of a border wall under President Donald Trump's border wall initiative.
Okay, thanks for that update. Now, moving on, local state lawmakers from the Alamogordo area recently held a legislative wrap-up meeting and town hall. Can you tell us who was there and what was discussed?
So local state legislators invited the public to come down and talk to them about the last legislative session. That included Senator Ron Griggs. That also included Representative Rachel Black and Senator William Burt from the area. Their message was pretty clear. Otero County received about $10 million in capital outlay funds. There were huge challenges, especially for Black, who's this was her first legislative session. You know, they gave a really interesting roundup, and here's some numbers to consider for your listeners out there. There were a total of 141 bills that passed both chambers. 23 were sponsored by Republicans. In the Senate, there were 168 bills that passed both chambers, and only 34 were Republican-sponsored. Of the House bills, 127 were signed into law, 4 got pocket vetoed, and 5 were line item vetoed, while 7 just got vetoed. So there was a lot of movement in the legislative session this year.
Okay, moving on, Alamogordo High School's football stadium is possibly going to have a new name. What can you share with us about that?
So the Alamogordo High School stadium was a topic of conversation at the school board meeting, the last school board meeting. Now, there was a proposal to rename the stadium in honor of the late Lawrence E. Johnson. For those residents of Alamogordo, they'll remember Johnson as a teacher, a coach, an athletic director, and a mentor at Alamogordo Public Schools. Johnson passed away from large B-cell lymphoma in October. He was with the school district for about 40 years, a little over 40 years. So he's got a huge legacy in the community. And part of the message was for those who absolutely support this move to just make their voices heard.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for updating us on Alamogordo Now. We'll talk with you next week.
Have a good one.